Now, who is this Muhammad? Let me just give you a little bit about him. Muhammad is the prophet of Islam. His name means the praised one. Was born in Mecca, which is the Arabian Peninsula, by the Red Sea on April of 570 AD. He became an orphan at 2 years old. He was raised by his grandfather, whose name is Abdullah, which means the servant of God. It's similar to the Hebrew, Avid Yahweh. Avid is servant, Yahweh is God. In Arabic, Abdullah. Abed means servant, Allah is God. And he married his wealthy boss, Khadiji, who was 15 years older than he was. He was 25, she was 40. And she really put him into the prophethood. She is the one who put him into the prophethood. When he was about 40, he began, this would have been 610, he began to see vision and claimed that the angel Gabriel transmitted the message of the Quran to him. These visions were over a period of 23 years, and I said it started in 610. Muhammad had 13 wives, besides all the others who offered themselves to the prophet. According to the hadith, Muhammad married Aisha. Are you guys seated down? Please fasten your seatbelts. Aisha was 6 years old when Muhammad married her. And please forgive me for sharing this. It says that he slept with her from 6 till 9. He did not consummate the marriage until she was 9 years old. Okay. And by the way, that can be checked in the Hadith, Volume 6. You will read about the life of Muhammad. There is a book out there called The Wives of the Prophets. There is a book out there, so feel free to read it. There's other books out there. He died at age 62 in 600, on June the 8th, 632. He was 63 years old. And according to the Quran, Jesus prophesied the coming of Muhammad, which is Surah 61, verse 6. And let me read that, which is beyond me how he gets to that point. Surah 61 in the Quran, 1461. Let me just get there first. Okay, here we go. Let me read this for you. This is according to the teachings of the Quran, Surah 61. And remember, Jesus, the son of Mary, said, O children of Israel, I am the messenger of Allah, sent to you confirming the law which came before me and giving glad tidings of a messenger to come. The messenger is capitalized, after me, whose name shall be Ahmad. But when he came to them with clear signs, they said, this is evident sorcery. So according to the Quran, Jesus prophesied that Muhammad was going to follow him. Okay? Let me repeat this again. And remember, Jesus, the son of Mary, said, O children of Israel, I am the messenger of Allah, sent to you confirming the law which came before me and giving glad tidings of a messenger to come after me, whose name shall be Ahmad. But when he came to them with clear sign, they said, this is evident sorcery. Well, I want to do a little footnoting for you in this regard. I want to see. This is their footnote. And to those of you who know Greek, it is very helpful to follow along these words. If I would have had a projector, I'd be smart enough to do it. I don't do all of this. I'm the old school. I don't do all the PowerPointing. But this would have been extremely helpful. But for the sake of discussion, let me just read their footnote. The word Ahmad in quotation, or Muhammad in quotation, the praised one, is almost a translation of the Greek word Perikletos, P-E-R-I-C-L-Y-T-O-S, perikletos, in the present Gospel of John 14:6, 15:26, and 16:7, the word comforter in the English version is of the Greek word parakletos. In the Quran, they're going with the peri, P-E-R-I. In the Gospel, is parakaleo. Para is alongside, kaleo is called. So the word comforter or counselor literally is one who walks with you, right next to you, okay? But that's not the definition of parakletos, which means advocate, one called to the help of another, a kind friend. Rather than comforter, they don't like that term. Our doctors, that is the scholars, contend that parakletos, listen to this footnote, okay? Our doctors contend that parakletos, P-A-R-A, is a corrupt reading. Did you hear it again? Corrupt reading of the word perikletos, and that in their original saying of Jesus, there was a prophecy of our holy prophet Ahmed by name. Even if we read para, P-A-R-A-kletos, it would apply to the holy prophet who is a mercy for all creature and most kind and merciful to be to the believers. So, as you can see, it has this mixture of it. And how many of you guys know Dr. Jeffrey Gibbs? He is one of the scholars back in St. Louis, one of my professors. So I wrote him about this. He says, there's no way under heaven. Perikletos. And he is a lot brighter scholar than I am that can translate perikletos to parakletos. It just does not make sense. Remember what Jesus said in John 14. I will give you the comforter, right? The counselor. And if that is not enough, how about if we go to the Old Testament? Okay, Isaiah chapter 40, right? Nachamu, nachamu, amar Yahweh, right? Comfort ye, says your God. Nachamu, comfort. It isn't just a New Testament thing, it's Old Testament already. So to say it's corrupted is misconstrued. The branches of Islam. After the death of Muhammad, his trusted friend and father-in-law, Abu Bakr, was named to be the Khalif. And Khalif is one who follows after. The word Khalif is one who follows after. And and Khalif can be both religious or political. And that's why in the mosque, they will do both from the pulpit. How many of our pastors, how many pastors do I have here? Put your hands up. Quite few. Have you ever told people in your church who to vote for? Yes or no? Because if you do, you'll have to come and talk to me. We are not about the left-hand kingdom work. We are servant of the Most High God, period. It has nothing to do with who is the president. I don't care who it is, because it's not going to change anything, because we have a God who has the whole world in his hands. That's the comfort. My comfort is not in Trump or Obama or Bush or Clinton. All of these are failures. They're humans just like you and I, sinful to the core. They will do good things and they will do terrible things. But only one can give hope. Only one can give forgiveness. Only one can open the door to heaven. And his name is Jesus. So in the pulpit, we preach Christ and him crucified. Do we talk about politics? Yes.
But I don't tell anybody what to do with their political life, whether you're Democrat, independent, I don't care. Republicans, I don't care. You could be vegetarian, I don't care. What I do care about is that you hear the clear gospel, not mixture of law and gospel. All right. And this is very helpful for us to know because we're going to get to the division of the Islam. After the fourth Khalif, Ali, Muhammad's cousin, and his son-in-law, husband and daughter were assassinated. Later, the sons of Ali, Hassan and Hussein, were killed in the Battle of Karbala in Iraq. And Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad, she was also killed.